When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey guys.
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Hi.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So we're going to start off with something that we all need. Water. So, you know, I think it's about the safest thing in the world because we're made up of a lot of it. So I feel like we got a good cohesive bond going with that. Let's start off with a thing I like listening to. Babbling Brooks. Nothing can go wrong with Babbling Brooks.
Okay.
Giardia.
Yeah, that was exactly where I was going to go.
High five, beaver fever, boom.
I had a family member get this once, and it is no joke.
The beaver fever is no joke.
The Giardia, it's horrible. Giardia? If you want to spend, well, I guess like if your
is
idea.
Is this a weird way of saying Narnia?
No. Like, no. I feel like if you're like cool, if your idea of a good time is like, oh yeah, I'm going to like just spend weeks in the bathroom, like vomiting in, you know, the other bit.
Don't judge.
So you're saying it's a good cleansing bacteria.
I'm saying that it could kill you. Dehydration.
It's the next Botox.
But then you just drink some water and, you know, continue on, right?
Oh no, because it'll just keep coming out.
Jarnia.
Giardia.
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 Yes, good job. I'm not going to spell it for you because I don't know how.
It's a waterborne parasite infective disease thing.
Yay, infectious. Parasites.
So if I boiled the water from the Babbling Brook, I should be okay.
You definitely should do that. You should.
But I should drink it while it's boiling because that'd hurt.
That would be bad.
Depends on the elevation, right?
Well, I think it's just probably not good to drink boiling water.
But the higher the elevation, the cooler the temperature.
I think if you're high enough of elevation where you can drink boiling water,
you're already dead.
Yeah.
So I'm undead drinking boiling water.
And that's fine.
That's a horrible plan.
Seems like a good story at the very least.
It does.
There I was at 30,000 feet, undead and thirsty.
Just a had memoir. To sate my thirst by from Jeff. The Babbling Brook.
I would read that book. I would.
All right.
I've seen the books you read, Chrissy.
I'm not saying it would be a good book. I'm saying I would read it, though.
Oh, my book wouldn't be good?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say.
It's true. You wouldn't know till you read it.
Mm-hmm. Two stars.
The word,
can't
like,
judge beforehand.
To be totally honest with you, the worse it is, the more I'm going to enjoy it, so.
Oh. Not sure really how to take that statement.
It's a compliment to people in general.
Who are bad at doing their thing?
Well, yeah, I'm buying their thing, so what does it matter?
I guess that's true. So we get a lot of this rain. Rain's pretty good and needed. It makes the crops grow and us have not drought.
Those are factual statements. Rain can,
acid rain.
Yeah, rain can also be full of chemicals and bad things that hurt people and crops and, you know, totally just wipe out civilizations. Yes. Also, there's that thing where, like, there's that phenomenon where, like, it rains things. Like, it's not actually
like
raining, but...
frogs?
Like, it has to do with, like, the weather patterns and, like wind and stuff, too, but... like, it will actually start raining, like, frogs and fish.
Uh-huh. And sharks?
I think fish is one of the ones that is the most reported.
Like sharks?
I don't think you have, like, that there's sharks. But what if they were, or, like piranhas?
A piranhanito.
A piranhanito.
Sounds
gobbly. That would be really, really uncomfortable, you guys.
It would be extremely uncomfortable.
I can, like, the picture.
You should go inside
head,
when it's raining piranhas.
The picture in my head is just this giant piranhanado, like, going through, like, a cartoon world, and, like, wherever it goes, like, it just leaves, like, little skeleton people behind and, like, little animals. And it's like, oh, my skin.
That's a real thing.
That's what's in my head right now.
Wait, that was the funny thing that you thought of?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't judge me.
I'm not. I just thought of little head crabs myself, like little piranhas landing on people's heads.
Oh,
they don't really
cute
hurt. They just
kind of
chomp at you,
cute,
and you like run around going, ah, piranha.
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
So water's pretty great when it's frozen too. I mean, I can use it for so many things, like cool beverages or go ice skating on it.
Mm-hmm. Untraceable murder weapons.
Yeah, that's, you're not thinking about.
Wait,
icicles.
What?
Icicles. Jeff.
You mean the pretty things that hang from things,
you mean
where
the
water drips down and makes them?
No, you mean the untraceable murder weapons, as Jeremiah said.
Yeah, ninjas know what's up with ice. They kill people with it.
Those things are sharp. Beyond the fact, like, you don't even have to be, like, intentionally murdered by them, because the thing about snow on roofs is that it is very unstable and it can fall at any minute. And if there is a line of icicles, like, that's just going straight through you. Just bam, dead.
So killed, I need to look out for ice, the lurking snow waiting to crush me?
Yes.
Oh, and crushing ice caves. There's just, like, a bunch of people just died in Washington this year from going into ice caves when it was warm.
Yeah.
And the ice melted and it squished them.
Yeah, there's the whole problem with avalanches, too. Because when you get an ice base and then the snow on top is fluffy and then you get more ice, that fluff snow gets crushed, and that causes avalanches. Bam. Dangerous stuff, ice. Also, it's really hard to see the weak points. And so even if you're like, oh, hey, this ice is going to be like 20 meters thick right now, I'm just going to go ice skating. Like, you never know when you're going to hit the weak point and get sucked under the ice and then just be stuck under there. And I've seen those movies, like, where the people are like, hey, let me out, under the ice, and they can't get out, and the water's like bubbling out of their mouths.
I just saw a thing on the internet where a grandpa died because he was ice skating, and they did the ice wrong. It broke. The last thing that he said was, I've never heard it make that sound before. And then he fell in the water when the ice broke and he drowned.
That's horrible.
And froze to death. It's horrible.
Horrible.
Don't touch ice ever.
Oh, there's the thing with the dogs too. Like,
the dogs?
People put, like, when their dogs are really hot in the summer, they take ice cubes and put them in their water. But it super cools the water. And it actually can, like, destroy your dog's intestines and cause them to, like, hemorrhage.
Gosh.
Yeah. Ice, it's so dangerous.
Apparently just cold water in general.
Well, I mean, it's that super, like, you know, because when you, the ice
the
and water, yeah, it's like that extreme super cooled water. It's just dangerous, man.
So you're saying when people bring me ice water at restaurants, they're really just trying to poison me.
Throw it in their face. You don't need that hate.
Hate water?
Hate water.
Alright, we're gonna go on the opposite side of the spectrum here. Steam. I like Steam. We use Steam for so many useful applications.
I like video
games. Eating things and having video games on.
It's also like, it's Bernie. Like, if you get mm-hmm. too close to Steam that you don't realize is there and it gets in your face, like, burns everywhere. Like, Steam is dangerous, too. It's the opposite of ice, in that not only is it, like just a different form of water, but...
It is.
Yeah. Not only that, but it does the exact... Like, it's just as dangerous.
It can sneak up on you, too.
It can kill
you
with heat instead of with cold.
You can lift off the top of a lid or a tea kettle or something and have the steam that was in one side of the pan or under the lid roll out and just, like, cook your hand.
Engulf you in a warm hug.
No, it's not it's Bernie.
No. It's a warm hug that liquefies your meat parts. It's the worst.
You don't want to liquefy your meat parts,
No, it just warms your
Jeff.
Meat parts.
What happens when you warm something enough? It melts.
Well, that's why it doesn't over-warm you.
But you can't predict that, because steam just jumps out and then it's just there.
Steam doesn't listen to your orders. It
Bam.
Does what it wants.
You just gotta be nice to it. You gotta cajole it.
I don't think Steam is listening to you, Jeff. It's not your friend.
It does from the tea kettle. It's just whistling, saying, hey, Jeff, come play.
No, it's saying, Hey, Jeff, come a little closer. So I just want to whisper something to you.
Yeah.
Just want to tell you. Oh, hey, guess what? This was just a trick, and now I'm hurting you. Bah. That's Steam.
Steam's horrible.
Oh, but it's always been so nice. I like it in saunas.
Yeah, you just got to stay away.
You pour the water over the heated rocks and get that nice steamy feel.
Yep, no.
Kind of hydrates the skin.
That's the kind of steam that is, it's like ninja bear steam. It's just being sneaky, but it's going
to
pounce. Just
waiting to pop out and get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, that's relaxing, isn't it? Oh, now your core temperature is over 100 degrees and you're dying.
Yep.
And on that note, I think we're out of time. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
You guys, thanks for listening. I just wanted to let you know that we appreciate you, and also that you're probably not going to die tonight.
Which is good, because if you're alive tomorrow, you can hear us thank you for listening to our podcast again, because you're the great listeners. You're the best listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.